This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, baseball postseason, it is here. Obviously, Guardians getting ready for their game tomorrow against Detroit. ALDS game one. Last night, we had things finishing up between the Mets and the Brewers. The Mets take it 4-2 to win that series 2-1, so they are moving on. Were you paying attention at all, Kenny, to Francisco Lindor, who went 2-for-3?
I was not.
And they were... There were some post-game theatrics. He was having himself a blast.
I saw the game. I saw a little bit of the game. I didn't even notice he went 2-for-3. Sorry. Not a personal shot. Not being mean-spirited. I know you won't believe that. Didn't even notice.
Sorry. Why would be mean-spirited?
I'm just saying. I know you like to paint me in a certain corner most of the time, but no.
Well, he recovered from a very, very slow start to the year.
Maybe the worst start of his entire career. Now he's not going to win MVP, but he's an MVP candidate.
Pete Alonso hit the go-ahead home run in that game. In fact, here is the call.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. It's a 3-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead.
Now everybody knows I'm a big Tom Hamilton fan. Obviously, everybody in Cleveland is. High Rose is up there, man. He might be top three for me. A big High Rose fan.
Audio courtesy of the Mets Radio Network. Meanwhile, back to the American League, back to the Guardians, who are getting ready for tomorrow. Still don't have officially the pitching matchups for Game 2. We do know that Bibee is going to be going in Game 1. Here is Stephen Vogt on the challenges that this Tigers team, which they know very, very well, present.
Besides the fact that they're a really good team, they create tough matchups on both sides of the ball. So with the versatility that they have, with their handedness, with their positional flexibility, they can get good matchups versus our pitching kind of whenever they want. And on the flip side, they've got a very balanced, very talented bullpen that can match up with our lineup. So it's going to be two very similar teams going at it. And I think the Tigers are very, very deep, and they've got a lot of talent.
Yeah, Tigers offense, if you look at any of the numbers from the season, they're in the bottom third in Major League Baseball, in almost every statistical category. But obviously, the team that we are playing, it's not necessarily the team that they were, you know, very early in the year or halfway through the year. Really, you know, beyond that. I mean, this team has been a dynamo over the last month and a half. So, I don't know if the numbers might be a little misleading. But afternoon show yesterday, Kenny, they were weighing whether it was anxiousness, nervousness, or excitement when it comes to this game tomorrow. I'm excited. I am not. It's weird. When I was young, I used to get really nervous My teams were in big games, big spots. I'm really excited. Maybe it's because of the layoff. I'm ready to go, ready to see playoff baseball again. Especially
it's been
like
a week,
I told you,
man. It sucks.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been watching a lot of TV. It has been fun to watch everybody else kind of get pensive because it's fun. I remember the last great memory I had. I remember I had that back injection done, and I was like kind of not laid up, but laid up. And that was the marathon game with the Oscar Gonzalez home run. So like that was a lot of fun. So I have good fond memories just sitting there like watching the game. So I'm ready to enjoy tomorrow. I like daytime postseason baseball. I'm looking forward to the entire experience. Obviously hoping we win too.
Well,
but you get what I'm saying.
And just thinking about how today it's a blank slate, but in a week might have three new Cleveland baseball heroes. We might have these walk-off amazing moments. Maybe it's extra innings. Maybe it's a dominant pitching performance that we didn't necessarily see coming beforehand. And all that stuff is yet to write itself in terms of the story, but this is how it works. And I know it could go the other way. I know it could go south at any point. But why should I feel like it can't be us? That's kind of my mindset as we get into the
postseason. I don't think there's any question about it that there's a chance that why wouldn't it be us? Why couldn't it be? I think that that's part of the fun of baseball. Anything can. I just hate saying it all the time. That anything can happen. We all know that anything can happen. Then go out and make it happen. Because anything can happen.
Meanwhile, we go to football where Nick Chubb was back on the practice field yesterday. Right now, it's still up in the air when he's going to make his return for the Cleveland Browns. But it was a sight for sore eyes yesterday. And even heard from the man himself, Nick Chubb, on there are any concerns about getting back on the field.
I don't think so. You know, once you get out there and you're running around, it's like you're 8 years old again. You know, it's like riding a bike, and that's not something that's in my head. You can't control that, so you don't go out there and play fast.
So obviously this led to a lot of speculation about when we would get to see Nick Chubb again. Kenny, are you hearing anything? Are you feeling anything?
Well, I mean, Jeff said he was still very cautious about it in the promo. And obviously, that's big stuff. I will say that, you know, you got the 3 week. I think we'll probably see him closer to that Bengals game. Yeah, that's right. That'd be 3 weeks. I think we'll probably see him in the Bengals game. And I don't know how many carries he'll get. I think we'll see him in the Bengals game. They're going to bring him along very slowly. If he's not back and he loses the season, I would be terrified. I would be a sinking feeling about the rest of his career. So there's a lot of things that we have to make sure that are taken care of before we put him back out there in the field. I'd say that it'll be this week, probably another week, and then obviously we're going to get to the 3 week stretch where it's either put up or shut up time, and I think he'll play against the Bengals. Looks strong, looks good.
Yeah, obviously in this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This offense, which so desperately needs something in the running game, you know, the numbers were rolling around a couple of days ago about their first down inefficiency. They're like the worst first down team in the NFL. And I know it's something that Deshaun Watson was asked about it, and he kind of punted it over to the coaches. But, I mean, a big part of their issue, along with the penalties and going backwards, is that they have no running game to speak of. Yeah. There is no consistent running game. And, again, the things we took for granted over the years, I think we're realizing it now. Like, your offensive line was dominant. That was never going to be a problem, except, yeah, the Steeler games were always a little tougher, but you, against a lot of teams, had such a matchup advantage with the line that you kept your quarterbacks upright, clean jerseys, able to throw, and the run, the running attack, the screen game. All that stuff was in play, and right now, none of it seems to be firing.
It is It is not a smart thing. I think it's foolish to think that he is going to come back and fix all of that. And I would hope a fan is not going to feel that way. I think that this is still an offense, and I know we'll get into it a little bit deeper later in the show. I have to start wondering, like, not is there too many cooks in the kitchen, but why are you calling another person's offense? What are we doing with this offense? Is the offense really something that's going to work? Is it really the problem? Is it the execution that's the problem? What I'm tired of hearing.
And is it really someone else's offense?
I love Mary. That's what I'm saying. Oh, you're saying this might still be the Stefanski offense.
That's
a different conversation, too.
Am I wrong in just saying, open, while the effectiveness of the offense has been different this year, the look of it, it seems like kind of a hybrid thing.
Well, you remember the Jacksonville game. Heavy to start things out. A lot of Nick Harris in the backfield. Now, because of the injuries, I don't know necessarily if you can do that. But it was a little bit more compact, a little bit more Stefanski-esque. I don't mean to attack Mary Kay or anything like that. It's going to sound like I am. She said something that I'm like, when she said something about the rust with Deshaun Watson still, it bothers me to almost no end already. Like, man, we're in week five. We're in week five. This whole preseason stuff, this stuff needs to go. This conversation about that. Like, again, I heard Mary Kay say it. She's just the latest example. I'm not trying to rip Mary Kay for it. This whole idea that, man, it's just going to take some time, this, that, and the other, that's got to stop. That's got to end right now.
Did you catch Thursday night football last night? What a great sports night last night was.
Watched it back.
Between the Falcons and the Buccaneers. So this one was a wild one. Ends up coming down to overtime. In fact, again, Atlanta gets another late, huge kick to send the game into overtime. Who is their kicker? Is it Koo?
Yeah.
Guy has nails. I mean, but it seems like everybody around the league, as long as you give your kicker a chance to kick the 50-yarders, they're going to go in. We didn't necessarily give our guy the chance to kick
it. You can punt the ball or you can field goal.
There's people with Young Hoku jerseys.
Yeah.
And I noticed that. And the reason I noticed that is because I saw them standing there trying to break up a fight in the stands last week when they showed the carnage that was going on in what looked like the 500
were people
level.
People fighting in the Young Hoku jerseys?
No, fighting to win the jerseys.
They were trying to keep the peace, it seemed, but there were two.
That makes a lot of sense. I don't think you can wear the kicker jersey and be the assailant.
Guys, we got to knock this fighting off in the stands. The one guy got stomped out. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. It's been ridiculous for a while, but man.
Well, last night, Kirk Cousins was 42 of 58 for 509 yards, 4 touchdowns. Told you before the show, Kenny, we keep talking, first 3 weeks were really ugly in the NFL. Now it seems like the offenses, this is about the appropriate amount of time it's taken for offenses to get back in gear. So maybe a big week for the Browns offense. We'll see against Washington this weekend in a game you can catch right here on 92.3 The Fan. The other quarterback last night, Baker Mayfield, had everybody going nuts about his amazing first half. Things did slow down in the second half. He still ended up very solid numbers, 19 of 24, 180 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. In fact, quarterback rating a 137.5. Here is Baker Mayfield after the game.
I mean, all I care about is wins. That's it. So, got to find a way to finish that game out on offense. I'm thinking about the first half, missing that shot to Shep. Should have been a touchdown. Ended up with 3 points. And I'm just replaying that one over in my head that maybe shouldn't have even been in an overtime situation. So, have to make the plays when they're there. And then in the second half, just got to take care of the football and then got to finish on offense.
I know it's just social media mentions, so it's like, who cares? But when we wake up and we see the timeline, it always is a decent indicator of what people are talking about. And oh my God, Kenny, in the first half.
I know.
The mentions of the Baker Brigade, the Baker Bros, the people that are obviously frustrated. Like, we can have an honest conversation. Obviously frustrated. How many articles have come out in the last week about how this Browns offense is, like, historically bad? Deshaun Watson's a quarterback of that offense, and Baker Mayfield has given a lot of people in Tampa reason to get excited. Now, he fell short last night, and they're 3-2 now on the season. But did you wake up to the mentions the same way I did?
Walking into youth practice yesterday, one of the other coaches, Brad, goes, "Are you ready for those phone calls tomorrow if he does well?" I'm like, brother, I live in the darkness.
Yeah, we're ready at
any time. I'm ready for the dark place.
We got the coming in hot button. We don't have to wait either. We just listen to him. Owen sends it to us at all hours of the night.
Don't tell them to do Baker Mayfield coming in hots.
I've replaced my alarm clock with the coming in hot button.
He wakes up every time. Yep.
So you can use the coming in hotline. Click on the coming in hot button at the free Odyssey app. Don't talk about Baker. I mean, you can talk about whatever you want, but don't talk about Baker.
All right. That's it for about last night.
All right. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.